Blog Talk Radio.
I like this beat though. This beat fire.
Oh, Remy Chamberlain.
I spit so venomous, a nigga should be acting like a lyricist. The rhymes in my mind are just laid out so rigorous. I act so crazy, white people call it niggerous. I'll school you without even handing out the syllabus. Pussy niggas infectious, man, I swear y'all all got syphilis. Sin ain't the simplest, very little fear in this. What is it? It's that hippie hop, that dippy walking niggas round me. And let that semi talk, pop food. Now your brains are splattered in a panoramic view inside your room and turn your TV to the news. A nigga killed another nigga who figures, probably tried to get him for them figures. Saw the flash and thought it was a pitch. Nope, I hate shit, I'm ancient, face it. I'm a different kind of fucking phrase, nigga. I'm a different kind of fucking phrase.
Man, my boy, kill your verse.
Just kill your verse. Just do it, man.
I got you. All right, I got you.
Be up next.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, that right there was your boy Sin with Yin Yang. We live again on the Dopeness interview series brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. Bring y'all the dopest in hip-hop, R&B, soul, all that. I'm your host, Carl Babyface Monster Jones. And we are live with my guest tonight, man. His name is Sin. Want to introduce yourself, bro?
Yes, sir. I'm Sin. I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. And, you know, I love doing music.
There you have it, man. So we're here to talk about the what you say. So give us a little background on, like, where you've been in the game, like how long you've been rapping, and, you know, what made you get into it?
Yes, sir. Well, I started about 6 months ago. You know, I had already the equipment and stuff, the microphone and stuff, and, like, I had planned to do something other with it, just, you know, some other music genre with it. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to sit down, write some lyrics, and just see how that goes. Just rap, that's all.
Wow. So you started rapping 6 months ago, but you always been into like the arts, right? Like other genres, is that what it is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm kind of like a weird kind of kid, you know. I can fluctuate from like metal and stuff like that to classical all the way back to hip hop. It's, you know, I just love music.
Word. So yeah, so like hip hop, rap, heavy metal, rock. You play any instruments?
I mean, my grandma had me playing some instruments before, but nah, I tried to play the piano, then that never worked out, and the guitar, you know, that never worked out. It wasn't really something I was really interested in.
Okay. So what really, like, if you can think back to when you got into music, you know, what really inspired you to kind of want to put words to paper, or to, you know, if it's an artist that's out there doing it now, doing it big, who you really looked up to, or if there's somebody in your personal life who kind of said, hey, man, you got what it takes, you should do this.
Well, I mean, the artists that I listen to, you know, they're kind of the younger crowd, like Joey Badass and them. I would say the person who most inspired me to do rap, it would be Schoolboy Q. I just like how he raps. You know, he's kind of like, hey, I'll say whatever I want to say. You know, I'll do it how I want to do it, man. That's what I really like.
Yeah, he dope. Pretty dope. Schoolboy. Okay. So, yeah, man. Can you describe, like, your style, like, your rap style? Can we put that into words?
My rap style is just, right now it's unrefined. It's, you know, I'm still new to it. I'm still trying to get my flow right, trying to you know, trying to be able to craft something. Now I'm just, you know, just spitting bars and, you know, just kind of coming what comes off the top of the head.
So, I mean, what you, because a lot of people calling it like new age or, you know, trap or this, that. I mean, are we just basically saying that you just giving them you, you just going to try to give them you and kind of like a conscious type of a flow?
Yeah, I'm just giving them me. Like, nowadays I hear trap, and that's, you know, how it's associated with mumble rap and stuff like that. You know, I'm not trying to be associated with, you know, everybody else's stuff. I want to be associated. If you hear my sound, you're like, oh, dang, that's how he rap? You know, this a unique flow.
Hmm. Okay. So, man, you have a lot of different talents. You know, like, you're probably into, like, gaming and you know, pop culture and all of that other type of stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you recorded any other type of music? Because I'm really curious of how you got into hip-hop and, you know, just started doing it, like, 6 months ago. Like, what really changed for you to make you want to do it?
Well, I mean, I never really thought to do any other genres. I mean, I wrote stuff down and, you know, pen on paper, and, you know, I got stuff on my phone right now just, like, written down. But it's like, I mean, 6 months ago, I really, like, really, I never really thought I would want it to rap, because it was just a hobby at first, and then I'm trying to make it grow into something much greater than just a hobby.
You got any friends who rap?
I mean, yes and no. You know, my friends, you know, I got a couple of friends that, one friend does, I guess, electronic music and stuff like that. Another friend, you know, the one on Ying Yang, he's down in Atlanta. He's a beast rapper. You know, he does rap and stuff like that.
So when you wrote What You Say, what was the process behind creating that? Did you write it down? Did you put it into your phone? Or did you freestyle it when you got in front of the mic?
I put it on my phone. You know, it was just something I hear the beat and I was just writing down lyrics to it, something that sounds catchy, you know, something that, like, what people say nowadays, it go hard and stuff like that. I wasn't really trying to go for anything greater than to just have fun, you know, have fun with what I'm doing.
It was a fun track with like a catchy type of style. What were you speaking about when you were typing it into your phone?
Say it again, please.
No, I was saying, what were you speaking about when you were typing it into your phone on that What You're Saying?
I mean, I wasn't speaking about much, you know. It was just, you know, what you say, like, what did he just say? People kind of just tune in to what, you know, what you listening to, like, hey, what did he just say right on that track? You know, that was kind of interesting on what he just said, you know. That's all. ain't no big plot to it. Just keep it simple.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're gonna go ahead and get a sample of it. Go ahead and introduce and I'll play it.
How you want me to introduce it? Just say, you know,
right, whatever
Sam.
You want to say.
All right. So what's up? This is Sam with my new single, What You Say. Take a listen to it.
What you say? Count it up until I'm dead. Count it up and stack it up. Wonder if it's adding up. That is just.
What you say? I understand exactly what you mean now. Like, you could just put this on and just vibe out for like 10 minutes. It's just like, what you say? Oh.
Yeah, it's just a live song, you know, just chill out too. You don't gotta do too much to
Yeah, that's dope, man. But more
thank
so, the my surprise level with the flow, the maturity of the flow, and you just started. Like, to have that fast flow like that and to still be, you know, you can hear every word and it's crisp. So, I mean, will more songs have that, like, up-tempo type of vibe? You spit it fast, or it really don't even matter?
If I feel like it, you know, I have to spit fast on the beat, you know, I'll spit fast. If I don't feel like it, if I feel like I got to go slow and, you know, I'm going to just do it how I want to do it. It's not going to be the same every time. It's going to be something different each time.
Mm. So when people hear you, like your song, I mean, have you got any feedback on it yet?
You know, I haven't got too much feedback on it, you know, from my friends and family and stuff. They all say it's nice and fire and stuff. And then, you know, I got a little Instagram page with like 200 followers on it. And, you know, they just be like, you know, that's cool. That's fire. He doing what he really want to do.
That's what's up, man. Sure. Are you putting together like a string of singles to maybe have like a mixtape that's going to drop sometime soon?
Actually, this song right here, What You Say, is gonna be on the mixtape. I got 3 other songs on the mixtape, and hopefully it'll be done soon. But I just want to take a little bit more time with it.
Yeah, take some time. What you say? What's the name of? Have you thought of the name of it? Got that locked down already?
Yeah. I mean, right now I was thinking about naming Ironically Undecided because I can't decide a name. But, you know, it's probably going to be something. It's going to be something meaningful to me. You know.
Right. So maybe like a few songs, like a little EP or something?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's hot, man. So what other interests do you have? Like, I mean, and it could be related to music, you know, or it could just be, like, stuff you like to do.
I really like to draw. That's my passion, you know. That's like a hobby. Like, when I was saying with the rap stuff, you know, it started off as a hobby and I wanted it to grow to something more. Drawing for me is kind of like, man, it's something else. I can do, I'm not trying to brag or nothing. I'm going to be humble and stuff like that. But, you know, I can do some good drawings and I'd be like, dang, I did this. Like, I ain't, you know, drawing and art and stuff like that is kind of, it's no way to describe it. It's a different feeling. When I put something on paper and draw it up, and then when I have people just say, dang, Shayson, that looks fire. Or, dang, Shayson, you done your own unique thing. Because what I'd like to do is do kind of like these lowbrow art kind of stuff, you know, with monsters and stuff like that, you know, kind of keep it in my own style, in my own way.
Okay. What's your favorite media? You use just like sketching, or we're talking about like pastels and all of that, charcoal or something like that?
Just sketching up, you know, all that pastel stuff. And I had such a bad experience with pastel. I hate pastel. Man.
It's like a smudgy crayon. I like it, though, man.
Yeah, like it's nice. It's nice sometimes, but such a mess. I can't deal with all that.
That's true.
Sir.
That is true, man. All right. Sure. Well, yeah, bro. Tell us what you got. Like, have you ever rocked any shows or anything like that? Anything coming up in the future you plan on doing?
Well, what I'm trying to find a couple of shows. Right where I'm at right now, in Saginaw, Michigan, there aren't really too many places I can go have a show, you know. And I'm kind of new to this, so this is my first interview. Let me say that. Thank you for having me on here. And
I appreciate
but like,
coming on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's like I can't find no shows. You know, I'm searching around.
You
gotta
go out. You gotta go out, man. You gotta go like down to Lansing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You probably gonna have to
that,
move around a little bit.
I know, but I'm thinking about all the people. You know, I overthink things too much, but I'm thinking about all the people here that want to come to my show, and you know, some of my friends don't have cars to get there and stuff like that. And I don't want them driving a long way out just for me.
Oh yeah.
You know. I want it close to home where everybody can enjoy it.
Well, I mean, at that point, you got to put together your own shows. You got to,
yes,
I mean, because I think I rocked a show up there, Saginaw, Michigan, a spot called White's Bar, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It does.
It's a little dive bar, you know, throw your little show together. You know,
your
crowd and your buzz up and get Saginaw cracking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of artists in Saginaw, but I'm trying to be the one on top.
I know what you're talking about, bro. But all right, man, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, but I want you to give the last word and hit everybody with your Instagram and your Twitter or your Facebook.
So my Instagram is Sin Not Simple, or I think I changed it to Little Shasin, LIL_SHEA_SIN.
Okay, spell that slowly, because I'm going to type that out. We all going to add that.
So, LIL_SHEA_SIN. You got that?
Right, and that's how you got your name right there. That should have been the first question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your name is Shay Sin.
Yep, Shay Sin. My mom calls me Shay Sin. We argue over this all the time, but it's Shay Sin, but she pronounces it Shay Sin.
Gotcha. All right.
Sir.
And the Twitter is the same as Sin_Not_Simple?
Yes, sir. And it's Sin Not Simple.
And tell them what you want people listening to know about what you're about to do.
What I'm about to do, I'm not finna say I'm finna change the whole game, because, you know, that's thinking too big. I'm going to start small. I'm going to change the way how people feel about music. How people, when you vibe to certain types of music, you just vibe to it. You don't have to have lyrics. You don't have to have meaning. It's just something you like and something you vibe to.
And that's a legitimate goal right there, first off the bat, because once you accomplish that, then you can just take over the world, man. But
yes,
I really appreciate you coming on, bro. Real modest cat. His name is Sin. Yeah, give him some applause.
Yes, sir.
So look out for what you say all across USA Blog Network. Definitely go and follow the man on IG, on Twitter. We're going to have all of that information available for y'all. If you haven't already went and liked us on Facebook and Instagram and followed us on that, go ahead and do so as USA Blog Network. This is the Dopeness Interview Series. I am Carl BFM Jones, and we out of here for about another half an hour, y'all. Hey, bro, I appreciate you coming on, man. Top it up with you.
Anytime, man. Thank you for getting on. Thank you for getting on. All
right, no problem. All right, bro.
Have a nice day.
All right. So let's listen to that one more time, y'all, on our way out.
What you say? What you say? What you say? What you say? Now that I got your DJ.
mention my words in a different dimension. And I like to mention my senses is mentioned. Wait, part of my heart is just missing. So I'ma just spit it, be literate. Me and this gun get an enemy, smoke you just like a carcinogen. I'ma just be inconsiderate, hurt people into it. Oh, wait. What's requiring help?